Plug those headphones in. It's time for Ireland's only interactive podcast, the multi-award-winning Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
You're very welcome to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy, recorded live at our studio at the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock in North County Dublin. If you are in the Portmarnock area, why not swing by the White Sands Hotel? The Oasis Bar just below our studio here is all set for Christmas, and in the cold winter months there is no cosier bar in North Dublin, I have to tell you. Every day I walk through I think, will I stay for a pint? No, I have to go home. That inviting. I love the place. And if you're looking for somewhere to stay along the east coast of Ireland from anywhere else in the world, may we recommend the White Sands Hotel here in Portmarnock in North County Dublin. So what do we want to talk about on this latest Opinions Matter podcast? A message that we got, and it says, can you talk about this on your podcast? Last month, I got a puppy for my 7-year-old. She's been asking for years. The puppy is a pug and very well behaved, and my daughter loves him. But yesterday, I got a call from our landlord telling me that it says on the lease that we can't have pets and we have to get rid of them by the end of the week. I'm in bits over this, and I can't do this to my daughter. I don't even know how he found out about it, but I'm sick to the stomach. He's getting €1,100 a month in rent, and he won't even allow my daughter be happy. What do you think I should do? You actually spoke to this woman on the phone, Jeremy. What's her name?
At 9 o'clock this morning I did. Carla is her name.
Carla, okay. So, what did you find out from Carla? She's living in rented accommodation where?
Sorry, she was on, by the way, last week. She's regularly on talking about her daughter and stuff like that. She is renting in Balbriggan. Now, she doesn't want to say which estate in Balbriggan she's renting in, but she's renting a 2-bedroomed house in Balbriggan. She's been there for the last 4 years. Mm-hmm. And her daughter doesn't have severe autism, but she is on the autism spectrum. And she said that since they got the dog, that it's completely changed her. Now, she's not claiming miracles or anything like that, but she says that the dog has made her better. She'd been asking for a dog for years, and now that she got one, it's completely changed her life, which is why it's so difficult to get rid of the dog.
And that is awful, I have to say.
Adrian has sympathy now. Yeah, keep the dog.
We're talking about a pug, okay? I have a jug.
She doesn't know.
I have a jug dog, which is half a pug, yeah?
Yeah.
And they only grow to this size, like. Look, small little dog.
Not her house, though, and I'm sorry. And I know, I told her what my opinion was when I was speaking to her on the phone, and she said, fair enough, a lot of people, am I being a prick?
Yeah.
Oh, am I?
Yeah, and so is the landlord, to be quite honest, especially if the landlord is aware that this child is an autistic child and that this child has actually, because I assume Carla has told the landlord at this stage that the child is benefiting from having the dog. And yeah. Who reads the lease from start to finish anyway? Nobody does. They're pages and pages.
I've never rented, so I don't know what hell are leases really.
Yeah.
Oh, are they?
20-odd pages. Nobody reads the whole lease. All you look at is the front page, how much the rent is and how much the deposit is. Nobody reads the whole thing.
It's not your house in the same way. If she was a council tenant, I would be saying the exact same thing. I think
council tenants are allowed to have dogs.
They shouldn't. They shouldn't because it's not.
Why shouldn't they?
Because it's not your property.
Well, what's a dog going to do? You obviously know nothing about dogs.
Well, I do know that they'll wreck the gaff.
They won't wreck the gaff.
A landlord, his job is to make sure that the house is left in good condition. Yeah?
Mm.
Correct? And I'm not saying she's playing a sob story. It is terrible if you have a child with autism. And if having
and she isn't playing a sob story because she didn't even say it in her original email to us.
I had to get it out of her. No, I agree with that. But I'm sorry, rules are rules. And if I was renting out a house, I wouldn't want someone. I don't care. I wouldn't even want someone with a hamster in the house. I wouldn't want any pets in the house. It's your property.
So my daughter rents a property and herself and her boyfriend have a rabbit, a little small little bunny rabbit. You wouldn't have that either.
It's not her house. A landlord has to be strict about these things.
How much damage can a bloody pug do to a house?
A lot of damage, actually.
Like what?
Well, I don't know.
Like what sort of damage?
I've never had it.
The dog is tiny.
It doesn't matter. It's not her house.
You're the dickhead. I hope you're not a landlord. Amanda, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Amanda?
I'm good, and yourself?
Good, thanks, Amanda. Well, do you think that the landlord is being a dickhead, or is she being unreasonable, expecting the landlord to allow her to keep the dog?
I think the landlord should try to meet her halfway. You can have a conversation, and if she looks after the dog and maintains and everything.
Well, obviously,
so,
she has to look after the dog.
No, but like not have the house in bits or whatever. She maintains that way, so hopefully the landlord would, you know, let her keep the dog if she talked to the landlord. I know she should have asked the landlord first.
She obviously didn't realize that pets weren't allowed, but
of course.
And that's fair enough. Like I said, nobody reads a lease from start to finish. All you look at is the rent you're going to pay and how long the lease is and how much the deposit is.
But
the fact of the matter is that it is in the lease. She acknowledges that it's in the lease. So the landlord is within his rights to say, no, I'm not having this. Get the dog out of my apartment. It does seem a bit harsh, though, doesn't it?
Oh, it is. Now, he is in his right at this place, but it is harsh. I mean, I feel sorry for the 7-year-old more than anything. If it's helping her and she loves the dog. So it is a hard time, definitely.
She's not playing the autism card. That's the point that I'm making, because she never even mentioned it in her original email to us. She never said a word about her child being on the spectrum.
So she's not making that as an excuse, yeah.
But it was just when Jeremy spoke to her earlier on, he got that information out of her. So what do you think she should do?
By the way, I'm not sorry people are going to know. I didn't say she's playing the autism card. I said people can't play it in order to get around rules and stuff like that. That's the point making, that you can't just use that to break rules.
But as I said, she's not, because she never said it in her original message.
No, but she's told us now.
So, Amanda, you think she should talk to the landlord and basically beg him?
Well, just have a sit-down conversation with him. In my house now, I have a dog, but the last few properties I was in, we weren't allowed, so I never would go there, would never get it. But if the landlord still refuses, maybe ask a family or a friend if they're able to take the dog in so the child can still see the dog. Because at the end of the day, it's the landlord's decision, because it's his house.
Now, somebody suggested, actually, that she invite the landlord around and basically get the landlord to sit down with the dog and appeal to his better nature, basically.
That's a good idea, definitely, yeah.
All right, stay there for 1 second if you can, please. Our number is 085-825-2626 if you would like to get involved in this conversation. Is the landlord being unreasonable in telling Carla that she has to get rid of the dog by the end of the week? A little small little pug.
It doesn't matter what size the dog is. I don't know what your... You have a dog in your house, so you obviously...
I've got two dogs in my house, yeah.
But you own the house.
Yeah.
Okay. If you were renting your house out to someone else, I know you wouldn't let them have a dog in it.
Why?
Because you don't want to come back with the floorboards chewed up and stuff like that.
Who chews floorboards?
I don't know.
What sort of a dog do you think we're talking about here?
You have a right, Adrian, if you own the house to do... In the same way, would people be getting upset if the landlord had said you can't smoke in the house?
No, probably not.
Well,
no.
There you go.
It's not the same thing.
It is the same thing.
And this child is benefiting, as you were told, greatly from having this dog.
I get that and I understand that, but she broke the rules, Adrian.
Let me go to Elizabeth. You're on Opinions Matter, Elizabeth. How are you?
I'm on both sides. I've been on both sides. I mean, I was an assistant dog trainer for children with autism, people with PTSD, and I was also the daughter of a landlord that had the same issues. I think that she knew that the pet policy was in place. Of course she did, because that's very boldly printed in most leases. But she's now begging forgiveness instead of asking permission. If she would have went ahead of time to the landlord and said, hey, my daughter is on spectrum, and if she has a credible diagnosis, great. That's even more, you know, ammo in the shell, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you can say, sir,
what, she should try and more or less morally blackmail him?
No. You would say, sir, you know, even be willing to put down a pet rent. Every month, my mother had to put $25 extra on her rent, and that went into a pet cleaning fee, because regardless of how clean you think your house is with an animal, you will have to get your carpets professionally cleaned when they leave. It's just common practice for most landlords to have to do that. And it really is, because what happens if the next person that comes in that house and that house is not professionally cleaned to a standard, they go in and they're deathly allergic to dogs. Then they're kicking up every with allergies and things like that, and it's dangerous for people to walk into that. Now she should have asked permission. Now that's great.
I don't think she was being sneaky. I think she genuinely didn't realize that she couldn't have a dog.
No, she said she said, I don't even know how he found out.
Yeah, that's
now,
what she said. Yeah.
That meaning that's a bit of subterfuge right there, isn't there? That's a little bit of sneaky, sneaky. So she should have went to the man and said, hey, my daughter's on the spectrum, sir, and I think it would greatly benefit. Now, this is the type of dog I'm thinking of getting. This is what I think, you know, and I'd be willing to do this or this or this. He could come in, do an assessment, say yes or no, you know, according to write a new lease, sign the new lease, and have that caveat in there. And maybe even put an extra $25 towards the rent to have a pet cleaning fee.
Okay, so basically you're suggesting that she tried to appeal to his better nature, basically.
Well now, yes, I would actually be more authoritative with the fact that, you know, hey, you lady, I'm sorry, you messed up. But you can now go to him and say, sir, I'm willing to do this, and this. But he is not the one that is making her daughter unhappy. She did. She is going to make her daughter unhappy if she has to get rid of the dog. You have two choices. Either get the landlord to agree. Well, actually, there's three. Get the landlord to agree, get rid of the dog, or move. Those are her three choices. It's very cut and dry.
Okay, stay there for a second, Elizabeth. Our number is 085-825-2626. If you want to send us a WhatsApp voice note, we'd love to hear from you. Like this message from Jay, who's not at all happy.
How are you, Adrian? Did that dickhead just say people in council property shouldn't have dogs because they don't own them? Well, guess what, Baldy? I mightn't own the house, but I'm not a miserable shite like you. I'm glad I got a council house and I didn't get a mortgage wrapped around me neck and end up like you. They're cheeky, Jeremy. Do you know something? When I think you can't get any feckin' lower, man, I swear to God, you really put me out there. You really do go lower. People in council houses shouldn't have dogs because they don't own them. Well, guess what? I'm paying for that council house, and I'll have that council house well paid off before I retire. So I'll be at the point. The only difference is I won't be making some banker richer and richer and richer and give him a new yacht, all right? Because I don't have to be like you, Jeremy. I don't have to work six jobs now and hate everybody around me that gets stuff a bit cheaper than you. My God, Jeremy.
It's Ireland's most talked about podcast, the only podcast with live callers and live debates. It's Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
Just a moment ago, Jay served Jeremy's balls on a plate. Literally. Jesus. Literally.
Hey, why is everybody laughing?
Because it's funny. It's funny to have your balls handed to you on a plate like that.
Just looking for some Savlon for that burn I just got there. It's actually funny.
They're all laughing. It is funny.
Okay, the point I'm trying to make is, if you were a council tenant, the key word to that, Jay, is tenant. Yeah, what's a tenant?
A renter.
You are literally renting the property. You don't own the property, okay? You don't own the property. And my point is, okay, I probably worded it slightly wrong. So you didn't.
I'll tell you exactly what you said. Council tenants also shouldn't be allowed to have animals.
If the council decides, okay, you shouldn't have a big dog because you're in a one-bedroom.
The only thing councils generally restrict is dogs on the dangerous dogs list. They're not allowed in council property. That's all.
By the way, where is he getting six jobs from?
Stop skirting the issue here. You said people in council houses shouldn't be allowed to have dogs either.
If the council make a decision.
But they don't make a decision. That's not what you said earlier. You said council tenants shouldn't have dogs either.
Yeah, I'm backpedaling a bit. Hang on, let me backpedal.
Yeah, backpedal away. Yeah. Good man, Jay. Well done. You got him to backpedal.
I probably worded this slightly wrong. And the point I was trying to make was I was making a comparison between Carla, who was renting a house. There's no difference between Carla's situation and a council tenant. They're both renting.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. It's the same situation. That's all I'm saying.
Carla's landlord has said no to the dog.
And when you're renting a council house, your landlord is the council.
But the council allow you to have a dog.
If they do it in happy days, bring fucking 101 Dalmatians into your living room. Let them shit all over the carpets.
So Jay did really serve it to you?
Oh, yeah, he did. I'll take... Sorry, someone just texted in. Council lives matter.
Can we go to our next call, please?
Can I go home?
Jess, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Jess?
I'm good. I'm laughing at Jeremy getting absolutely minced.
Wasn't he? He was literally minced.
Literally through the fucking blender. What are those blenders called? What are those blenders called that people make their smoothies in? Remember everybody who owned them?
Nutribullet.
I'd be Nutribulleted. Jesus Christ.
Anyway, Jess, you've heard Carla's story. She's an autistic young child. She got the dog for the child. The child is benefiting greatly from having the dog. What do you say on this?
I think the landlord has been a little bit heartless. I live in a council. I live in a rented property, an apartment, and we only actually got a German Shepherd puppy 2 weeks ago. Now, when we'd initially moved in, the landlord said no pets, no smoking, etc., etc. And my two kids are obsessed with dogs. I've mentioned on here before, I've grown up with German Shepherds all my life, and I always said if I ever had my own place, I'd always get a German Shepherd. So I got the phone call 2 weeks ago there to say, look, there's puppies there. Do you want one? The mother didn't want anything to do with the puppies. She was always attacking them and they'd no home to go to. So it was kind of urgent. So I'd called my landlord one of the evenings there 2 weeks ago and I said, listen, I know you said no pets, but look, the dog has nowhere to go and my kids would really love one for Christmas. And he said, look, I'll agree, but will you just look after the place for me, you know, if they eat the skirting boards or anything like that, you know, just replace it yourself and stuff like that. So I agreed. And he agreed. So we're both happy. And the dog's here.
So the rule in your lease was no pets.
Initially, no pets.
But the difference between you and Carla is you asked beforehand. What would you have done had he said no? Yeah. Would you have just accepted it?
Probably. But I would have kind of tried to, you know, change his mind maybe and say, look, like, you know, you pay a deposit when you move into a rented property. And that deposit is there for any damages that are made in the property. Mm-hmm. So if a landlord is disagreeing to something like, you know, like a dog in case of damages, I don't understand that because that's what the deposit's for.
I know,
Carla's hardly going to let a pug, like, it's not as if a pug would do it anyway, but the dog is not going to wreck the place. It's not.
No, they can. I remember when we got our Molly first, when she was a little pup, she did chew at the skirting boards and cabinets and sofas and stuff like that. No, it didn't last very long.
But there should be some sort of agreement that if you have a pet and they do destroy the place, that you have to replace them immediately.
Now, did your landlord get that in writing, or was it just a gentleman's agreement?
Not legally in writing. No, just a gentleman's agreement. He's a lovely landlord, and the both of us actually have a great relationship. He's very good to us, but he just said, look, Jess, if anything happens to the property, like, will you replace it, you know, and stuff like that. And I said, yeah, no problem. So there's a mutual agreement there, but I just think her landlord's being very unreasonable, especially with the child being on the spectrum. Everybody knows how good dogs are with kids with autism.
This is the point that I was making to Heartless Dixon earlier on, that we're talking about a little small dog here. We're not talking about a monster
pug,
of a thing.
Like, I have a German Shepherd here. Like, he's tiny. I sent you a photo. I don't know if you've seen it, but he's really small, tiny, but in a couple of months he's going to be huge.
With the greatest respect, Jess, if I was your landlord, I wouldn't have let out that. I genuinely wouldn't have let that.
Yeah, but
that
you're
dog
not my landlord. Thank God.
I wouldn't have allowed that dog in my house.
That's up to you. He's a lovely little thing. But I just find he's very heartless. It's a pug. They're fucking tiny. They're so small.
Jess, do you know how small a pug is?
Size doesn't matter, Jess. As well, you know, size is irrelevant. An animal is an animal.
Okay, Jess's dog is going to turn into a big monster, yeah? Yeah. The little pug is not going to turn into a big monster.
Unfortunately, though, when you don't own a property, you don't have the... I mean, you can't even paint walls, whatever colour you
want.
But
do you know if Carla's renting a house or an apartment?
It's a two-bedroom house in Balbriggan.
So if it's a house that has a back garden, what's the problem?
No, I don't think those... she's told us where... I've looked up those houses. I don't think they... Do they have a back garden? They don't look like they do. Well, they don't have a front
garden. Probably one of those complexes, kind of.
Well, they don't. Looking at the photographs, no, I wasn't sneaking on her address, by the way.
Well, you were.
Okay, looking at her photographs, the front house is not a garden, it's a paved, they're all paved. So I don't know if there's a back garden there.
No, we don't know the answer
to
that.
But even if there was, no, the dog had shit all over the back garden. And
you just pick it up.
No.
You have cats and all coming over the back wall and shitting in the back garden. What's the difference?
Yeah, exactly.
Well, the cats aren't...
If you have a back garden...
The cats aren't tenants, though.
What are you saying to Carla? That she should try and appeal to her landlord's better nature, basically?
Well, by law now, if the child is actually given a dog, a dog to assist the child, then legally the landlord actually cannot refuse.
Oh, really?
So, yeah, so it's the same with a guide dog. You know, if you're going to a shopping centre, a security guard can't tell a guide dog to get out.
Yes.
That's illegal.
No, I know that.
And it's the same with an assistant dog blind, for deaf and autistic.
So if she can get...
It's not an assistant dog, though. It's just a dog that makes her dog, and which is great, by the way. And any relatives of mine who have children with autism, dogs are great and goldfish are great as well. Mm. But it's not... The child can survive without the dog. So it's not as if it's a dog that's...
Do you want to drag the dog away from the child?
If the PN, the public health nurse actually sees that there's a difference within the child, then the child will actually be given a dog to assist the child. And legally, the landlord cannot refuse.
Okay, stay there for 1 second. That's a very interesting suggestion, I have to say, Jess. Where am I going now? Natasha, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Natasha?
Hiya, good, thanks. I made my comment before I heard the actual conversation about her child being autistic. So I kind of feel a bit sorry for her.
Okay, so what was your original comment?
My comment was that I felt more sorry for the dog because she knew that she wasn't allowed to have one and she still got one. And usually it's the dog that suffers all the time, which is why Dogs Trust and every rescue in Ireland are already overrun.
Yes, in other words, people getting dogs without being properly prepared for having a dog. Yes, yeah. And you could argue that Carlo didn't properly prepare because she didn't check that she could actually have a dog in the apartment or the house.
Exactly, yeah. And if she did know, she went against it. And I feel sorry for her and the child and everything, but the landlord is a bit hard on her, I think. If you're paying rent, why can't you have a dog? Dogs are not, like Jeremy thinks, this filthy animal. Dogs can be absolutely spotless.
Yeah, of course they can, yeah.
They go outside, and they're the best thing, they're the best little companion you could have.
Yeah, but you don't own the property in the same way when you go
on... It doesn't matter, Jeremy. It doesn't matter.
But Natasha, when you go on holidays...
If you're paying rent and you're paying a deposit. You can go on holidays and you pay a deposit. If you do any damage, you pay for it.
No, but it's like when you go on holidays and you rent a car. You don't own the car, you rent the car. Any damage you do to the car, you are responsible for it.
And you pay for it.
It's the same. You're just borrowing
it.
What
damage is a dog going to do?
No, but Jeremy, like you said, you've never rented. When you rent, you pay a deposit. And the deposit is 1 month's rent. So it could be $2,000 of a deposit, yeah? If the dog chews at the skirting boards, the landlord just keeps the $2,000.
So there's no point in having a lease in our rules. No point in having a lease in rules.
Jeremy, you said you've never had a dog, so how would you know anything about it?
Exactly, you're dead right.
You don't have a clue, so you don't. You're just so judgmental all the time.
Okay,
and you actually haven't got a clue. You don't have a dog.
No, he doesn't have a dog. He's never rented.
Like, you haven't a notion.
So
why don't you actually try rescuing one and seeing how great they are?
And Jeremy, I have to say, I agree wholeheartedly with what she's saying. You haven't a clue what you're talking about. You have this looking down your nose at people. You don't own the place. You're not entitled to a dog. You are.
I'm not looking down my nose on anybody. I'm not.
He is always looking his nose down. You are all the time judging
always.
People.
No one's
always.
Always.
No.
Always. He is always.
All I'm saying is rules are rules. It's in the lease, Natasha.
I understand that. But, like,
okay,
the landlord says you can't have a dog.
Okay, Natasha, you by your own admission...
You're paying rent. Okay, why should he dictate to you what you can have?
By your own admission, 30 minutes ago, before you heard the full story, you were saying rules are rules, okay? 30 minutes
I
ago.
I felt sorry for the dog.
Yeah, okay, so you said rules are... So you weren't siding with Carla 30 minutes ago, and now that you found out...
No, I'm not now either.
Well, you kind of
I'm
are.
I'm saying that he should have a heart. He could have a heart and say, okay... We'll let you keep the dog.
But you weren't saying that a half an hour ago when you didn't know the daughter was diagnosed.
I didn't say anything about the landlord half an hour ago.
Yeah, but
I never said
rules.
I felt sorry for him.
No, she said she felt sorry for the dog.
I said I felt sorry for the dog. I didn't say anything about rules. I never cared about rules.
The fact of the matter is that an awful lot of dog owners, and we've seen this over the last number of years, get a dog without realising the responsibility that involves.
Oh, I know that. Exactly. I get that. Okay?
Especially through COVID.
Yeah, getting a dog is like having a new child. In fact, it's nearly harder work than having a new child.
That's a huge responsibility.
By the way, that's a ridiculous comparison and an insulting comparison.
Hold on a second, Jeremy. Hold on a second. My two dogs, I have one dog that's costing me a fortune at the minute. It's €95 every 10 days for a curve test because he has diabetes.
Okay.
He's had other health conditions. So how is that any different than a person?
Jeremy, I'm just back from a holiday.
I'm insulted.
We couldn't take the dog on holiday. We had to get her minded. You could take your child on holiday. Yeah.
I'm insulted. I'm insulted. Yeah. And I think every parent should be insulted to say
insulted.
That.
Insulted?
Yes, insulted. I actually am insulted.
Insulted? Why? When you've never had a dog?
Well, I have when I was a kid, obviously.
You have to get up at night and let them out. I'm not saying they're the same as children, but they are just as much responsibility.
No, they are not. That is ridiculous.
Of course they are.
This is the problem
we have
Hang on.
You go down to Dogs Trust and ask why are dogs handed in? Because the people didn't realise the responsibility.
Oh, sorry. Do you need to put a dog down on a school list to get into school? Do you need to get a dog to make their communion? Do you need to get
You don't have to have a child make a communion. It's an insult.
Insulting comparison, and every parent that's listening to this podcast should be insulted by that.
Insulted?
You're always insulted, aren't you, Jeremy?
Give it over, Karen.
Everything doesn't go your way.
No, it's not to say that you've much responsibility.
I'm merely trying to say that having a dog is a responsibility.
Are you at home learning, teaching your dog how to do
it? It is a huge responsibility, having a dog.
Are you both at home teaching...
About the health conditions.
Are you both at home teaching your dogs the ABCs and how to...
No, but I taught my dog how to shit in the back garden.
We do teach them stuff.
You can leave your dog at the back garden. I can't leave my baby at the back garden on her own.
More's the pity.
I wouldn't leave my dog in the back garden all day.
I think I'm insulted by that.
Because
comparison.
I wouldn't do that.
I'm insulted.
Sorry, Karen. Sorry about that, Karen. Yeah,
what about all the people you insult?
Absolutely, Natasha. Well, you're dead right.
They're coming after
me. They never care. Like the time with the conversation about people over 40 in the disco, you didn't mind sitting beside Adrian calling them a creep. And everyone else. Oh. Like, how insulting is that?
You're
dead because you're 40.
Natasha, we're going to meet for a pint and we're going to gang up on him.
I actually love you, Natasha. I love any woman that can put me in my place. Fair play to you,
well,
Natasha.
Well, I would, no problem.
You already have.
You just have.
That's twice you've had your balls served you on the plate.
Jeez, I've no balls left.
Natasha, stay there for 1 second if you can, please.
Go, yeah. Never come back. No. Get off the show. I can't take this.
Voted Irish Current Affairs Podcast of the Year. It's Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
Now,
we've got a moral dilemma here in that Jay, who ripped me a new arsehole there about 20 minutes ago, wants to come on to the show. And opinions matter, his opinions matter. And I'm not going to sit here and get dog's abuse. Pardon the pun.
Send us a WhatsApp to 085-825-2626 if you think Jeremy deserves dog's abuse for saying that council tenants should not be allowed to have dogs in their house.
That's not what I said. Do you want Jay on?
You did say it.
Do you want Jay on?
Yeah, I do. Yeah, bring him on. John, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, John?
How are you doing, Jeremy?
Good. I've had better days, to be honest with you.
Jeremy, you were setting up a GoFundMe page for you now. Jesus Christ. Adrian, look, I agree with Jeremy. I really do. And the simple fact is, you have a yappy little bastard, and it is a yappy bastard of a dog. You've neighbours to consider, you've damage to consider. A dog is not just for life, it's for Christmas, lads. And these dogs
It's the other way around. A dog is not for Christmas, it's for life.
Yeah. But you know what I meant. But look, the fact of the matter is, lads, they do chew shit. They make a mess of the place. I have two German Shepherds, and I got them as pups, and they fucking wrecked the place. And you can't be watching them 24/7. I don't care that what anybody says. They were chewing the table, the coffee tables, the chairs. They done some damage. And I had to obviously repair it. I was never going to get rid of the dogs. But the fact of the matter is, lads, this is huge. This is not just the landlord being a bollocks. He has the neighbours to deal with. He has everybody to deal with here. And he's thinking of his own investment.
Hang on. You're not talking about a dog like Jess's dog, a German Shepherd, that's going to grow into a monster. You're talking about a little pug.
Yeah, but they're chewy fuckers, Adrian. You know
they're
that yourself.
Chewy fuckers.
That's a great quote.
That's the quote of the day. They're chewy fuckers. Natasha. You still there, Natasha? The landlord is right because pugs are chewy fuckers.
But they're not going to chew the walls. They might chew furniture. No, but fine, as a puppy.
I get that, Natasha. But he has a lovely place, and Carla's situation could change overnight. If Carla has to move out, but he doesn't want to be going in renovating the fucking place and pulling up carpets and throwing out furniture.
That's
you know,
fine.
Like dogs, you've got to think about this, and you've got to think about this as well, guys.
How many people have carpets in this day and age?
Just loads of people. I know loads of people still have carpets. But anyway, it's besides the point of what's in the house. What the fact of the matter is, though, Carla's situation could change. She could move out overnight. And next of all, he's to get somebody in there. Now, it's all right in saying that the deposit is there to fix the place, but that's not the point. He still has to get in and get it fixed and get it rented back out. I agree with him totally. And the neck of her to even get the dog in the first place before she even asked. And she knew, look, the neighbour probably ratted her out. You know, somebody obviously told her, the landlord. He's pissed off now because she didn't come to him in the first place. You know, so this makes the situation worse again, you know. But if it was me, and if I was renting a property, I would not let any animals in. Cats, dogs, no way. Not all.
Okay, but again, as we explained, this child... Andrew, sorry, go on, Natasha, go on.
I only heard there at the end, before you went to the ad, that Jeremy is actually judging people in council houses.
Oh, Jesus. No, he is.
Private houses.
That's not what he's
sorry, can I just...
putting people down that live in council houses.
Sorry,
just like everything happened.
Natasha and everybody listening, just wind back to the start of the podcast and you'll hear exactly what Jeremy says.
I just want them to listen to the ads again so they get more money. Okay. No, Natasha,
so
that's not what I said.
Oh, you took it back.
It was... Jesus, Natasha. I'm not able for you.
Did you take it back?
I'm not able for you.
They're outside with pitchforks, Jeremy.
Because, like, if you're judging council people, haven't got a clue.
I'm from a council house.
Because there are lots of people in council houses that are very decent and very respectable.
Sorry, I'm from a council house. Hello.
Well, geez, you'd never know it, by the way, that you have to put a memory about you.
By the way, you're Natasha, right. I have to say, Natasha, you are, even though you're serving me my balls on a plate here, you're my favourite caller of the year. No, because originally when Natasha... originally, Natasha wasn't going to come on because she said she'd be nervous coming on. She's fucking... you're anything but nervous.
Yeah, I'm nervous because I get in trouble.
Well, I'm a very intimidating person. I can understand why you'd be nervous trying to argue with me. I am very intimidating.
There's nothing intimidating at all.
I don't find it intimidating.
He is a judgmental prick.
I know, I'm intimidating as well.
You're not.
No, you're not intimidating. Nobody's intimidating.
No, nobody's intimidated by you.
There's no chance of you intimidating me. Believe me, I have four older brothers.
Don't you speak to me like that. You don't know who you're messing with.
No, it's not worth it.
I'm from a council estate. Don't be telling me that.
Natasha, good luck. Great to talk to you as always.
Natasha.
Thank you.
Do me a favour, Natasha. Yeah. I know you're from a council estate. Don't rob the wheels off me car the next time you see it parked, okay?
Don't worry, I have to do my driving test, so when I do, I might take them.
Good luck.
Legend.
Thanks very much indeed. 0858252626. If you want to send in a quick WhatsApp voice note before we wrap this up. So, John, you're saying basically that the landlord is dead right to not allow any pets into his property, whether her child is on the autism spectrum or not.
And if it was my property, I don't care who's on the spectrum or not, or who or what the circumstances is. The rules are the rules. If, as I said, happens that, you know, things over change overnight, I want to be letting that property out straight back away again. You know, I don't want to be messing around and fixing the place up. No, he's right. You know, he has got a point. And look, you know, it's not like, you know, she's there for 20 odd years. It's not like Jeremy has, he was right to a certain extent. And Jay knows, anybody knows that's in the council house. I even lived in the council house as well. You have that for as long as you don't fuck up, you know. And you'll probably have it for life. People have lived in council houses for life. There's no problem with getting a dog. You know, there's no problem there. But this is a rented property that's going to probably be rented out again and again and again and again. And he has to keep the upkeep of it.
And that's fair enough. And like we said, that wasn't really her angle earlier on, because she didn't even mention it to us in her original email. She never mentioned it once. Stay there for a second, John, if you can, please, because earlier on we had a message that we played from Jay, and he literally served Jeremy's balls on a plate. So here we go. Here we go, in the red ring, it's Jay. How are you, Jay?
Afternoon, lads.
Okay, good man, Jay. And in the green corner, it's Jeremy.
Adrian!
In his ivory tower. In his ivory tower, looking down at the people of Dublin. Jeremy, can I ask you a question?
Yes,
please. Are your children allowed another creature in that Jeremy Dixon mansion? Are they up there? Are you allowed to have anything else in that, you know, that's human?
Well, we had a gerbil open.
A gerbil.
Yeah.
To charge him rent. No. Because he didn't own that cage.
Oh, my God. The point of
it. You charge him bedding.
Jeez,
Jeremy, I'm in a council house, pal. I'm in a council house.
Well done,
what is the difference? What is the difference between me and you?
But you're very angry. That's the difference.
I don't look down my nose at people. For the last couple of years, all we've heard since you moved into this gated, second wooded land, I know where he lives. I know exactly where he lives. That's why I'm laughing at him. Jeremy, but you do. You seem to have this big thing on people that don't own a property.
No.
Let me ask you a few questions. Yeah. In the last interest rate hike, were you and your partner, your wife, panicking about the mortgage and how much it was gone up?
What has this got to do with the pug dog?
No, but just the way you're looking down on people. I chose not to put a noose around my neck after seeing what my father went through, right? So I chose to walk, my partner to stay at home, or to be the homemaker, I mean to go out and the bread, yeah? So we had one income, so we decided, let's go to the council, which is perfectly okay. There's nothing wrong in that. We've three kids. So we decided that we didn't want that noose around our neck. If I get sick, yeah, my rent will go down because it'll go on what I earn. What happens if you get sick and can't pay your mortgage? You're panicking that the banks ain't going to throw you out.
What has this got to do with a poor dog?
But the way you said people in council houses shouldn't have dogs. I have two dogs. Two dogs, and the council know about
them.
I never own it.
Because you served Jeremy's balls on a plate, he's now completely backtracked at all.
No.
And he now thinks council tenants should be allowed to have 10 dogs.
I'm afraid of no man. No man scares me.
Okay, well then let's quote what you said at the start. In fact, have a listen to what you said at the start.
If she was a council tenant, I would be saying the exact same thing. I think
council tenants are allowed to have dogs.
They shouldn't. They shouldn't because it's not.
Why shouldn't they?
Because it's not your property.
There you go. So it's very clear.
It's a lot of work.
It's very clear.
Jay, I apologise for what I said.
I love you, brother, and you know I do.
Love you too. Kiss. Kiss. Bye.
Have a
great day. Bye.
I mean, you could hear clearly what you said there.
Oh,
okay.
My God.
Before we wrap this up, I love Jessica's rants.
Oh, not more.
Here's a Jessica rant.
Rules are rules. You either didn't read your lease from top to bottom, and if you didn't, that's on you. That's neglect on your part. Or you read it and you chose, well, do you know what? F the lease. I'm going to do what I want because rules don't apply to me. No, sorry, love. The rules are there for everyone. We had a Yorkie years ago. Now she's passed now, but we had a Yorkie. When we had our first house, then we moved to the new place where they told us we can't have dogs. So instead of just giving it up to, you know, the DSPCA or one of them kind of pound places, or just giving it to a stranger, we gave it to a family member who, as far as I remember, lost his wife. And that way we could still see the dog. It was more or less 10 minutes down the road and was always told, whenever you want, come up and see her, bring her for a walk, bring her to wherever. We were always welcome. Like, it was sad, don't get me wrong, I was upset about it. So I think I was about 10 or 11 at the time. But, like, the rules are rules. If you don't like it, get out then.
I love her, she gets better every day.
What's a Yorkie, by the way?
A what?
A Yorkie dog, is it a Yorkie? It's a Yorkie. Yeah, what's a Yorkie?
I don't know what a Yorkie is, but anyway. Jessica, thank you very much indeed, and thank you, all of you. That was a lively conversation.
Jesus, look at that message from David. I'm glad David didn't go on to Jay.
Boy, what's he saying?
Choose not to put a noose around your neck, Jay. Well, I choose to leave my children something tangible when I die.
Ooh.
As in property.
Ooh. That's another conversation for another day.
Oh, should kids get the house when they die? Absolutely not.
Yeah, spend it all.
I say spend. You only said it because your parents blew it all.
Well, they're right. No, they're right.
Yeah.
Now, just before we go, I want to say a big thank you to all of you who listen to us on the Opinions Matter podcast every day, because November 2023 was our biggest month ever.
I don't know how, because it was shite.
It wasn't shite.
Oh my
it was
God,
a great
those,
month.
Some of those topics are woeful.
Almost 285,000 listens during the month of November. 119,000 people listen to us on a regular basis every single month. And for that, we are extremely grateful. Thank you very much indeed. And I also have to give a mention to Rachel Brangan, who, according to Spotify, listened to Opinions Matter for 33,316 minutes during 2023, which is incredible. And Rachel, we have a Just Eat voucher just as a little thank you to you for listening to us so much during the year.
Did somebody say Just Eat?
Yep. Rachel Brangan did.
Oh, she did. Okay.
Thank you for listening to this latest OM and all of this year so far. I'm Adrian. He's Jeremy. Hit subscribe or follow, and we'll catch you on the next one.